Hillel says, "Val tomale kesheefne eshne shemale tipane." Famous saying of Hillel HaZaken that a person is not supposed to say when kesheefne, when I have free time from my involvement and asakim, eshne, I will come to learn shemale tipane. Maybe you will never have free time in your hand. So it's a very interesting nekuda. The first person is supposed to realize what exactly is being said over here. That says as follows. Certain times a person is under wrong impression. Says the Rashbats as follows. Sh'af shelefi peshuto, according to simple understanding of this saying of Hillel HaZaken, shelo yidche ha'adam et limud ha'torah lizman acher. A person is not supposed to push off the learning for another time, because Bezah Hashem, I will have more time in the future, near future. I'm mamash putting aside a lot of different types of involvement. And Bezah Hashem, I'll be zoche to be able to have more free time, to be able to learn. So comes the Tana Hillel HaZaken, don't imagine such a thing. Because future has its own sorrows, has its own involvement, has its own asakim, has its own challenges. Therefore, and even if you were correct, afilu im ahen tiye, even if Bezah Hashem in 6 months, in a year, in whatever it is, in 2 years, or afilu, let's say in 2 weeks or 2 days, you're going to be zoche to have more free time. V'yuchal lilmot, you could mamash come to commit yourself to learn. Afal piken allo litchod et limud mishazu. Don't push off today for tomorrow, because kivan shebechol shao bechol et. Because what about your obligation for today? What happened to your commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu today? What happened to your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu today? That's the nekuda, that every day a person passes another opportunity, another opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us these opportunities in life. Certain times it never comes back. So even if in 2 years you're going to be zoche, what about your obligation of Torah study today? So therefore, al tomalek she'efne shne shelo lo tipane. You will never, Khalila, get to that opportunity. So that is a nekuda that a person is supposed to realize. Even if you're going to be zoche, even if you are correct, that is what happens to your obligation of today. That is a major, major point. Next, I believe the Kotzke Rebbe says, another peshat in this. He says, "Al tomale kesheefne eshne." Don't say, when I have more free time, I will learn. Shema lo tipane. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your commitment to Torah learning under circumstances that you are extremely busy. That means, how do you know what type of avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of you? Maybe my service of Hashem is a type that it's going to be true busyness, true being busy and extremely busy and preoccupied with so many different types of distractions. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this type of avoda from you. Not a relaxed type that you're going to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu under mamash, easy times, nothing doing. So if you take a look at Baalei HaTosfot, and when it comes to Rashi, you might imagine Rashi was sitting in France and having easy time. Rashi and Baalei HaTosfot were during the Crusaders. You know? So you might imagine they were able to produce under tremendous amount of hardship. So maybe Shema lo tipane, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wants such a level of commitment to Torah study and its values under the circumstances that you are extremely, extremely busy. So let me mention and end with this nekuda of Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tav Yutet. Mitzvah Talmud Torah, he writes as follows. Let me mention to you, Mitzvah Aseh, as we know, is one of the Tariag Mitzvot to learn Torah. And it's an obligation based on how much availability you got. That means, any other Mitzvah, should lulav and etrog. You shake it, Shalom Yisrael. When it comes to Mitzvah Talmud Torah, is a constant Mitzvah according to how much free time you could make yourself to be free and be available. The more obligation, the more brain power you have, the deeper you have to go. So therefore, writes the Sefer HaChinuch, Shorech Mitzvah Zu. What is the root of this mitzvah? Why are we considered to be people of the book? That means we cannot be ignoramuses, and a person is supposed to commit himself to Torah and learning Torah. Why is it that is a central mitzvah in our religion is learning Torah? Why? In other religion, they prefer that a people should remain ignorant. Because the more you dig, the more you see it's shekher. So why is it over here, however, it's obligation of each individual to commit himself to Torah and Israel. It says like this. Ki belimud yedah ha'adam darche Hashem itbarach. So, writer of Sefer HaChinuch, he says, because if you want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the way of Hashem, and you want to connect yourself to God, the only way is through learning Torah. Vezulato lo yedah velo yavin. V'nichshav kebehema. So he says, without learning Torah, lo yedah velo yavin. You're not going to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're not going to be able to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you say, I'm a spiritual person without learning Torah, nothing doing. So therefore, that is in the Kudah number one. Then continues Sefer HaChinuch. And he writes as follows. He says, Mash Omar, what it says, that don't say whenever I have free time, you will come to learn. Kilo yedah ha'adam ma'yeled yom. Because you don't know what future is going to bring. That it could be that a person is going to push off to tomorrow. And then, mitirda le tirda, from one distraction, from one trouble, you're going to Khalil Abkhaz, have another trouble. And therefore, kol yamav yotzin bebahala. Every day of his life is going to be, you know, wasted. And it's going to go Khalilah down the drain. Imlo yiten pnai al kolpanim. If a person is not going to give himself a free time, vedi yidchok atzmo. A person is supposed to push. I'm supposed to persevere. How do we make business? A person doesn't. You call a customer, you call again a second time, another one, till finally you make a deal happen. So therefore, when it comes to coming to learn, it's also the same thing. What you're going to be imagining that it's going to be so easy. The harder it is, you can understand how important it is. So the whole Shosebo says, Min Hashamayim Misayinu to Umekilin Me'alav. If you commit, however, absolute commitment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take away certain amount of your responsibilities to be able to allow you to be zoche to learn and be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, this is the understanding called Yamav Ve'olam Hazeh, Ve'tov Le'olam Haba, Ve'ashre HaMedaber Le'ozen Shomat. He says that how fortunate is the one that is going to talk to the attentive ear, that the Peshad is, how fortunate is the person that is going to be committing himself to such a lifestyle that within it there is time for learning also as well.